Okay, again, the reason why we gathered here every Friday is really to really honor God and really lift the name of Jesus. You know, we might be, you know, having so much fun, especially pag praise and worship, you know, ang dami natin nagtatalunan dito. But you know, I hope that we will always understand that the reason why we are all here is because we know, you understood, we understood that we need a Savior, that we need Jesus Christ, we need God to change us. Because through by us, kung tayo lang, we cannot change ourselves. We need Jesus Christ. That is why we are all here every Friday. We want to honor God and really love, really tell God how much we love Him because He loves us so much. Okay? And as you could see yung sa video natin kanina, we are starting a new series and that we call that Langit, Lupa, Impyerno. Okay? Naita nyo nga yung may tail pa. Diba? So, I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito, you know, yung katabi mo, parang ang nasa langit, yung katabi mo parang katuloy nasa langit dahil sa katabi mo. Yun, no? Langit talaga, langit. As in talagang heaven. Grabe tong katabi ko, ibang klase. Parang heaven on earth. Bumaba ang langit sa lupa. Okay? Sino naman sa inyo dito? Parang lupa lang. Parang wala, nasa lupa lang ako. Okay. Yung iba dito, malulungkot. Baka nasa isa kayo, ha? O, sino naman sa inyo dito, nandun kayo sa katabi nyo, parang ano? Hindi, wag nyo na itaas ang kamay nyo, okay? Okay, yan naman, baka naman awkward yun. Alright, let me just say this. You know, the reason why we're doing this series is because this is actually a series that talks about the end times, the end of the world, doomsday, okay? Or what we called, this is eschatology, okay? The study of end times. And I believe that this is very important for us to talk about this because of the rumors, because of the things that we've been hearing, okay? Even sa mga, sa school natin, sa classmates natin, about the end times. And that's why we're going to talk about that for the next 3 weeks. Okay, and I'm going to do this introduction for us just to pave the way for the next 2 weeks. Okay, I'd like to start with this. Would you open your Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 24? Sino sa inyo dito may Bible kayo? Dala nyo ang Bible nyo. Itaas nyo ang Bible nyo. Itaas nyo. Pag malaki nyo, may Bible ako. Alright, sige. Yung iba sa inyo, okay lang. God still love you. You know, God doesn't condemn you, but you know, I really encourage you, since this is a church, this is not just a party place, but this is a church, I encourage you to bring your Bible. Because I'm telling you, the Bible would change your life, inside and out. Okay? Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 to 39, then we're gonna jump in verse 42. Okay? Just read it with me. In verse 36, it says here, "No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And in verse 37, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." And verse 38, "For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark." And then, "And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man." How many of you are familiar with that story? The days of Noah, okay? Alright, sige, marami-rami sa atin. Now, let's jump in verse 42. It says here, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Join me in prayer. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here with us. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would reveal Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our Ruler. For every time we see Jesus, who Jesus is, the beauty and the majesty of Jesus Christ, we know and we believe that we will never be the same again. That every life, Lord God, will be transformed. God, I pray today that may you speak to us, Lord. May your grace be abundant Lord God, flow, Lord God, in this place. And God, we remember our teachers. We speak blessing for them, for this is their day. I hope, Lord, and I pray that this is not just their day, but every day, every student will honor them, honor their teachers, and respect them. Lord, we even pray, God, for all those students who would take their last finals exam, God, that you're going to bless them, give them wisdom. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I would like to open this. Who among you here, you are familiar with the movie 2012? Napanood nyo? Hindi lang kayo familiar, napanood nyo talaga. Okay, I think most of us. Bakit parang alungkot ng crowd dito? At parang... Yun! Kasi parang dito lang yung nag-engage eh, okay? So lahat tayo, napanood natin yung movie na to, okay? I think the lead role, the lead star of this movie is John Cusack. And you know, it's actually a movie that talks about, really, of course, the end of times, the end of days, the doomsday, okay? And we could see, if you have seen that in 3D, I believe it's more realistic, okay? As in, talaga mararamdaman mo talaga na nandun ka, parang nangyayari talaga. And this really... really gives us the picture of what's gonna happen somehow. Gives us the idea of the end times, okay? And also, not just talking about the end times, not just that. Do you know that according to the Wikipedia, 155 times that end times were predicted. That 155 times is actually once a year. So they're gonna predict next year, end of the world na. Then hindi nangyari, next year, end of the world na. Okay? That is actually 155 years. People were predicting the end of the world, end of times. Okay? And also, not just that, according to the Mayan prediction, the end of the world will happen very soon. That would be on December 21, 2012. Sino sa inyo dito may birthday kayo, December 21? Birthday nyo, December 21. Sige, okay, yun, seryoso, seryoso. Taas nyo kamay nyo. Wala? Wala, natatakot kayo ha. Sayang no, apat na araw na lang, hindi pa pinaabot ng Pasko. Sana man lang nakapagmanong muna tayo sa mga ninong at ninang natin para Christmas Day. Okay? So, according to the Mayan prediction, that would happen, end of the world would happen December 21. This year, biruin nyo, ilang araw na lang, diba? Pero yun na. Mayan prediction is actually they're actually computing that you know, that end of times. I think thousands of years. That is why they zero in to that very date, December 21. And of course, many of us here, some of you were born in the year 2000, Y2K. Diba? Meron tayong nabalitaan ng Y2K bug. Sabi nila, kapag nag-year 2000 na, lahat ng mga technologies, everything, lahat babalik sa zero. So it means to say, mawawala yung mga records, bank records, lahat ng mga missile magliliparan, okay, matatamaan yung iba-ibang bansa, magkakaroon ng war. And then the end will come. Okay? And I'd like to ask this, honestly, who among you here somehow when this thing happens, somehow, there's fear in you. You're gonna be afraid. Who among you? Just honestly, you're gonna have fear. Okay. Some awkward people raising up their hands. Ano ba? Tataas ba ako? Sino sa inyo dito? Okay lang, relax lang. Cool lang. Sino sa inyo dito? Ganon. Alright. Sino sa inyo dito? Wala kayong pakialam sa sinasabi ko. Wala lang. Andito lang kayo. Okay? You know, there were so many predictions. In fact, there's one show I've been watching for 2 weeks already. I've seen that yung naglilipat ako ng channel. In National Geographic channel, there's a show called Doomsday Preppers. Are you familiar with this? Among you, you're familiar with... You know, Doomsday Preppers are typical ordinary Americans who's preparing for doomsday. Some of them, as in talagang nag-i-stack sila ng mga pagkain, good for 10 years. Okay? Nag-i-stock sila ng mga guns, guns and ammo, lahat yon, pati may water sila, may water tank, they're preparing for the worst. Okay? So whatever happens, you know, they know, if that would happen later this evening, or midnight, or maybe tomorrow, they are prepared. And I'm just so hooked into it because I can see how they think. You know, somehow that's how they are motivated. And, you know, they are unique in terms of thinking. But, you know, this night, we're going to answer three questions. Okay? Talking about this end of the world, end of times. Because I believe people are trying to predict the end times. Sometimes we become so weird of predicting it. As in, lahat talaga na makita natin, uy, end times na to. Okay? But you know what? I would like to say all this to all of you. One thing's for sure. The end will come. I'm pretty much sure of that. The end will come. But this is one more thing that I'm very much sure of. That Jesus, when He comes, He will come in glory and power and with great relief. That is for sure. But He will surely come. But the question that we're going to try to answer tonight are these questions. When is the end? How it's going to end? And why Jesus is coming again? Those are three questions that we're going to talk, that we're going to dwell in. The first question that we need to talk about is when is the end? Tanungin mo nga yung katabi mo, alam mo ba? May idea ka ba? When is the end? Okay? Can we just go back in a verse 36? You know, the answer is so profound. When is the end? So profound. It's so hard to think of. The Bible tells us, no one knows. When is the end? No one knows. Even the wisest guy in the world cannot predict the exact day and time kung kailan yung katapusan ng mundo. Even Nostradamus himself cannot predict the exact date and time because no one knows. It's only God who knows everything. You know why? Because He's the author of life. In Him, everything started, and in Him, everything will end. It's only God. So the question, when is the end? No one knows. You know, the problem is a lot of people are deceived. Somehow, we are so, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, all the more nagiging weird tayo. You know, I do understand that signs are meant for directions. Do you understand that? Kapag ka may sign, yun yung nagbibigay sa atin ng direction. Oy, kaliwa. Oy, kanan ako dito. Oy, bawal pala to. Okay? And you know, in the Bible, it gives us signs. In fact, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 to 14, can we just show that? These are the signs of the end times. Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you." Okay? "For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many." I hope yung katabi mo, hindi niya naman kineclaim na siya yung Kristo. Okay? "But many will claim." In fact, there's one guy there, out there, who's claiming that he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God, and he's the Messiah. "But watch out. There are people, paglabas natin, you know, declaring, I am the Messiah, I am the Christ, I am the Savior. Okay? Magugunaw na ang mundo, lumapit kayo sa akin. Many will claim that they are Christ." And then in verse 6, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed." In fact, it is happening now. Wars and rumors of wars. But guess what? The scripture tells us, do not be alarmed. Huwag kayong magtatakbo, huwag kayong magtitili. Ay! Okay. Huwag niyong gawin yun. Okay? And then, such things must happen, but the end is still to come. And then verse 7, "Nation will rise against nation." Of course, nakikita natin yon. "And kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places." Okay? Because of earthquakes, ang daming tsunami sa Japan. Okay? We're experiencing that. Okay? In this generation. And in fact, even sa mga naunang generation sa atin, they are experiencing that. In verse 8, "All these are the beginning of birth pains." And then in verse 9, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Because of me, Jesus Christ himself. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Yung dating mga on fire, nagtatatalon kay Lord. Yung sinasabi nga ni Pastor Dan, pag tumalon kay Lord, may hang time pa. Di ba? Hindi pa naiklap. Pagbaba, dun pa lang kumlap, di ba? Yung passionate. Pero sabi nga nun, the love of most will grow cold, malalamig daw kay Lord. Okay? Then in verse 13, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And verse 14, I love this verse, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. You know what the scripture is telling us? There are signs. But somehow, it gives us somehow the feeling na parang ang weird-weird na natin because of, you know, thinking, asan ba tong sign na to? Okay, ano ba to? Ano ba yung nangyayari? Okay? And then, sometimes, di ba may mga narinig pa ako na ano, yung signs, yung, di ba, yung sabon mo, ano sabon mo? Ay, ito sabon ko. Ay, Illuminati yan. Naku, kay Lord yan. Dadating na si Lord. Ano shampoo mo? Ano shampoo mo? Ay, naku, demonic yan. Dadating na talaga si Lord. Yung t-shirt mo, anong kulay? Red. Ay, naku, imperno yan. Dadating na talaga si Lord. Somehow, we become weird of predicting things. Of predicting the end of the world. Sometimes, yun, pag nagkakausap tayo magkakaibigan, yun ang pinag-uusapan natin. The end of the world. You know how fearful and dreadful it is to face the end of times. Again, the answer is no one knows. As far as we want to answer the question, as far as I want to answer that question, I'm telling you, I don't know. And we don't know. Only God knows. That is why we don't have to be weird. We don't have to think of all those stuff, of all those end times, doomsday. You know, wag tayong ma-alarm. That's what the scripture tells us. When's the end? No one knows. Another question that we need to answer is, how is going to end? Paano mangyayari to? Okay? You know, the scripture tells us in verse 37, it's like the days of Noah. If you are familiar with the days of Noah, you know, of course, Noah and his wife, together with his three children and with their wives, and together with this bunch of animals, pumunta dun sa ark, okay? Then all those people who heard the news that it's gonna be the end of the world, you know what they did? They did not believe it. In fact, they keep on partying. Party-party lang sila. They keep on, you know, drinking. You know, they keep on doing things, immoralities. Okay lang yan. Hanggang dito pa lang naman yung baha. Oy, hanggang dito pa lang. Parang yung Ondoy, di ba, yung nagbaha. Pwede pa yan. Tutungtung pa ako. Gaganon uli yung baha niyan. Okay? Bumababa yan. Pero yung lumampas na sa kanila, they realize that, man, this is the end of the world. Okay? And how it is going to happen? Just like the days of Noah. Okay? But somehow the problem is people are procrastinating. People are just so relaxed that they wanna do things. Okay, gawin ko muna to. Okay lang yan. Mamaya na, pagka talagang darating na talaga si Lord, dun na tayo magsisi. Pero ngayon, okay lang. Relak-relak lang muna tayo. Inuman tayo, yosi, manood tayo kung ano-ano. Gawin natin itong mga immoralities na to. Lahat ng sin, gawin natin. Okay lang yan. Hanggang dito pa lang naman. Hindi pa naman natin nakikita si Lord. They were so relaxed. They are procrastinating. They're delaying giving their lives to Christ. Believing in Christ, believing in God. You know, last week, we had our strategic planning. Every year, we're doing strategic planning, the rest of the Lifebox team. How many of you appreciate our Lifebox team? You know, these people are doing a tremendous job. You know, they're there. Okay, nakakalat lang sila. We had our strategic planning last week, and that's actually 2 days. Because hindi lang from 9 in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening, then the following day from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And there were passionate discussions, okay, preparing for the next wave, next year of what's going to happen in our youth, in our campuses, okay. And then next week, we're going to have strategic planning as well. The whole, the staff, some of the staff in Victory Metro East. And talking about strategic planning, do you know that in hell, there's also strategic planning? They are strategizing, in fact. Okay? Baka kala natin tayo lang yung nag-strategic planning. Si Lucifer, nagtawag ng meeting. I don't know if this story is true, pero nagtawag daw ng meeting si Lucifer, si boss. Tinawag niya yung mga leaders. Oh, dito tayo, meeting tayo, strategic planning tayo. Tinawag niya, tumawag siya ng mga Victory Group leaders. May mga startup pa. May mga upcoming leaders. Oh, dito tayo, huddle tayo. Okay. Magplano tayo. Sabi ni boss, sabi ni Lucifer. Sabi niya, kailangan nating gawan ng paraan to. Kasi may malaki tayong problema. Ang problema natin, itong 2012, dun sa Friday Night Youth, every Friday, 5 o'clock at saka 7 o'clock p.m., ang daming estudyante nag-a-attend, nag-worship kay Jesus. Ayan ang malaking problema natin. Okay? Kailangan solusyonan natin kasi ang daming tumatanggap kay Kristo dun sa mga estudyante ng TIP. May mga estudyante ng PSBA. May mga taga-Fatima. May mga taga-Jehoshua. O kaya Marikina Science High School. Ang daming tumatanggap kay Lord. Malaki-laking problema to. Alam nyo na yon. Kung ano yung school nyo. Ang laking problema natin. Kaya kailangan natin strategic planning. Okay? Pag-usapan natin to. Kasi pag hindi natin ginawa to, nako, nabalitaan ko, next year, 2013, yung FNY magdadagdag pa raw ng another service. Kasi marami pang estudyante tatanggap lalo kay Lord. Kailangan gawin natin ng paraan to. So, huddle sila, yung mga startup leaders ni Taning, ni Lucifer, di ba? O, grupo sila. Okay, anong plano natin? May nagtaas ng kamay daw. Boss, sabi nga, yung isang leader, boss, meron akong idea, sabi niya. Sabi niya ganun, boss, what if we tell the students that there's no God? Nagalit si si Lucifer. Kumanon. Nagalit. Ikaw, demonyo ka? Hindi mo ba alam na matagal na natin ginawa yan? Sabi niya ganun sa leader. Hindi mo ba alam na matagal na natin ginawa niya? Sinabi na natin sa tao na hindi totoo ang Diyos. In fact, sinabi natin sa kanila na galing sila sa unggoy. Merong mga naniwala, mangilan-ngilan. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, baka naniniwala yon. Okay? May mga naniwala pero bigo tayo. We failed. Naniwala pa rin yung mga tao, itong mga estudyanteng to, na hindi talaga sila nanggaling sa unggoy, sa apes. Talagang merong Diyos, naniwala sila, meron talagang Diyos. Okay? So tahimik yung isang Victory Group leader. Merong isang Victory Group leader uli, nagtaas ng kamay. Boss, I have an idea. What if we tell them that the Bible is not true? It's just a man-made, yung iniisip nila, masyado lang sila maraming iniisip. It's just written by man. Tumayo uli si Lucifer. Isa pa tong demonyong to. Galit na galit. Hindi mo ba alam na sinabi na natin sa kanila yan? In fact, sabi pa, gumawa pa nga tayo ng movie. Yung mga code, lahat ng code, ginawa natin. Hindi pa rin naniwala ang tao. Alam nila na totoo ang Bible, na ang Bible ang magbabago talaga ng buhay nila. Ng bawat estudyanteng ito. Hindi tayo nanalo. Bigo tayo, sabi nga ni boss. Then merong nagtaas. Leader uli. Boss, I have idea. What if, sabihin natin that hell is not real. Hindi totoong may impyerno. Then, tumayo na naman si boss. Isa pa tong demonyong to talaga. mga demonyo kayo lahat. Sabi mo, ma, gumana si boss. Hindi mo ba alam na sinabi na natin yan? Pero ngayon, alam ng mga estudyante to that one day they're gonna face Jesus face to face and they're gonna face on the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Alam nila na kapag hindi sila tumanggap sa Panginoon, punta sila dito sa atin, kasama natin sila. So tahimik uli. Merong startup leader. Lakas ng loob, passionate eh. Talagang ito yung mga talagang, wow, boss, sunugin natin to. Bigyan natin na kung ano-anong bisyo tong taong to. Sabi niya, startup, passionate. Boss, may idea ako. What if, sabihin natin to sa mga estudyante ito, that there's a God, the Bible is true, and hell is real. Tumayo na naman si Lucifer. Isa pa tong demonyo to. Gusto mo padala kita sa langit? Tinakot yung ano. Tumigil ka, padadala kita sa langit. Ano mga idea na yan? Ginawa na natin yan eh. Ano ibig sabihin ganun nung startup? No. Boss, dali. Sabihin natin that there is a God, the Bible is true, and hell is real. But we're gonna tell them also that they can take time. They can delay, they can relax, they can still sin, hindi pa naman dumarating si Lord. Gawin nila lahat ng gusto nilang gawin, magpakasasa sila sa kasalanan. That's what we're gonna tell them. Nagtayuan lahat. Alam nyo yung ano, na-imagine nyo yung mga demonyo, di ba, nakaupo lahat. Nagtayuan lahat, isa-isa. Narinig nung ibang demonyo? Grabe, nagpalakpakan talaga. As if, dun sa impyerno, nagkaroon ng party because of that brilliant idea. Parang nirimix, ha? Nabitin ako dun, eh. Okay, stop na. Nagkaroon ng party sa hell. Grabe. Sige, isa pa. Hindi na. Upang Gangnam Style. Mga demonyo, sa plato eh. Mga demonyo. Grabe! Brilliant idea! Ang lupit nun! Sabing ganun. But you know, the reality is, somehow, you know, we would take time sa, you know, isipin natin na hindi pa naman darating talaga si Lord. Okay? And it's very true. Some would say that, you know, I would still keep on doing sins. I would still do this. Okay, tsaka na lang kapag ka talaga malapit na dumating si Lord. Pero hindi mo na ngayon. Okay lang. Mag-church ako. And minsan sasabihin pa sa atin ng demonyo. Pag lumapit tayo dito, nag-altar call tayo. Okay lang yun. Na-emote ka lang, kaya ka lumapit. Pero pwede mong pang gawin yung mga ginagawa mo dati. Emote ka lang, iyak-iyak ka. Okay lang yun. Pero gawin mo uli yung mga ginagawa mo dati. And that's what somehow people would do. They would delay things, they would procrastinate. Okay, they would still tell God, Lord, maybe not now, maybe tomorrow. Meron pa namang Friday night youth next week. Marami pa naman kami magagawa. Okay? Pero not now. Lord, hindi ko muna isusurrender ang buhay ko sa iyo. Marami pa akong gagawin. Ang dami pang bagong mga labas na video ngayon. Lord, ang dami pang pwedeng panoorin. Ang dami pang alak na naglalabasan ngayon. Lord, ang dami ko pa sigarilyong hihititin. Ang dami ko pang mga relationship, mga immoral relationship na pwede kong pasukin. Lord, wag muna ngayon. That is why somehow they delayed, they procrastinated. How many of you are familiar with in Facebook, there's a YOLO? YOLO. You only live once, okay? Somehow, that's their thinking. Isang beses ka lang naman mabubuhay eh. Kailangan, gawin mo na, magpakasaya ka na. Okay? And the enemy will tell you, you know, you don't have to do this. Take time, you don't have to rush things. You know, darating din tayo dyan, pero gawin mo muna lahat ng dapat mong gawin. Okay? Just like in the days of Noah, they delayed. They procrastinated. How it's going to end? You know what? The Bible says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Sino sa inyo dito na nakawan ka na? Na nakawan ka na? Yung magnanakaw ba, sinabi sa inyo, oh, manda ka, nanakawan kita. Relax ka lang. Ilagay mo yung wallet mo dito sa side na to para hindi na mahirapan. O kaya pinasok na magnanakaw yung bahay nyo. Hindi naman siguro nila sasabihin, oh, ihanda, buksan mo ang window mamaya, mga 2 o'clock, madaling araw, wag kang matulog ka lang, okay lang kami. Ihanda mo yung laptop mo dito sa side na to, pagpasok namin, gusto ko, nandun na. Okay? Wala namang ganon. And you know, somehow, you know, hindi na nila kailangan magpaalam. And you know, the scripture tells us, of course, that's a kidding aside, but the scripture tells us that the Lord will come like a thief in the night. You will never know. He will just come. Yung mga time na hindi ka handa or handa ka, you know, He will just come like a thief in the night. And another question is, why is Jesus coming back? This is very important for us to talk about. Why is Jesus coming back? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. It says here that so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. You know what? Jesus Christ came here on earth over 2,000 years ago to bring salvation. And then He will come again the second time. Okay? So that everyone who believed in Him, everyone who gave their lives to Christ, to Him, you know, there's gonna be relief, there's gonna be hope, there's gonna be salvation. Because only through Jesus Christ. And in fact, in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, it says here, then we're gonna end, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. You know, that's the grace of Jesus Christ. You know, when He appeared to all men over 2,000 years ago, He declared that you don't have to fear the end times, you don't have to fear the end of the world, because all you have to do is to surrender your life to Christ. You surrender your everything to Him. And that's the grace of God that appeared to all men. And in verse 12, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions. And to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. You know, one of the signs that we've just read in Matthew 24, verse 4 till 14. In those days, there will be godlessness. They would never, ever, you know, acknowledge God as their Lord and Master. There will be godlessness. The question is, are you prepared? When we talk about the end times, it's so clear, no one knows. And it's so very clear that the Lord Jesus Christ will come like a thief in the night. You'll never know. But the question is, are you prepared? Are you prepared? In fact, in verse 13, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, some people think they're so afraid about the end times, about the end of the world. But you know what? The message of the gospel tells us that you don't have to fear what's gonna happen tomorrow or maybe next year or maybe December 21, 2012. You don't have to fear because I am your blessed hope. Because I came here to die for you, to take away all your sins, to give you hope, to give you peace, to give you love, to give you future and mercy. That is who I am. That is Jesus Christ. He is our blessed hope. All we have to do is just to put our hope in Him, just to surrender everything to Him. And verse 14, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are very are his very own, eager to do what is good. You know, as I end this message, again, I'd like to ask this question. Maybe we're laughing. Maybe some of us, we're not taking this seriously. It's okay, it's fine. Maybe some of us here, we're so relaxed, we're so cool, that I don't even mind if God will come tomorrow or not, or maybe next year, or kahit wala na ako dito, I don't care. As long as I enjoy my life, as long as I do what I'm doing right now, I don't need to give everything to God, I don't need to surrender to Christ, I'm happy, I'm cool, I'm okay. But the question is, student, are you prepared? When Jesus comes tonight, are you prepared? I'm telling you, some of us here feels that they're afraid when that day comes. You know why? Because they don't have Christ yet. Because they don't know yet what it is to face Jesus Christ. But those who believe, those who put their trust in God, those who accepted the gospel, those who surrendered their sins to Christ, I'm telling you, it's gonna be a glorious day, Lord. You're coming. It's gonna be glorious, I'm telling you. It's gonna be wonderful. Why? Because there's gonna be relief. There's gonna be peace. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear. Because Jesus Christ, the one who died for you, is coming again. And this time, He's gonna get you. He's gonna pick you up. He will be with you. And you will be with Him. And the last thing that I want to share with you as we leave this place is this. The message of the end times is a message of hope in Christ. I hope tonight, you know, when that word, end times, doomsday, end of the world, hit us again. I hope that you're not gonna be afraid anymore. You're not gonna be weird anymore. You're not gonna be trembling anymore. Because like the scripture tells us, all you have to do is just to be relaxed. You know what you need tonight? You need some time with Jesus. You need to tell Jesus. If you're afraid, you need to tell Jesus, Lord, I want that security. I want you, Jesus, in my life.